When Johnson filed his financial disclosure statement earlier this month, it showed he owned between $116,000 and $315,000 in BP stock. Initially, his campaign said Johnson would put the stock in a blind trust with the rest of his holdings. A day later, he said he planned to sell the stock to finance his campaign. Speaking to reporters after an event in Madison today, Johnson said he might still sell, but he left himself wiggle room.
I think that'll eventually happen, but I'm going to do it based on market conditions. You know, I'm going to have to finance this campaign. That was kind of the point I was going to make, is at some point in time to finance, you know, to get my message out. That'll probably happen, but it's going to be based on market conditions. That was the point I was making.
So if the market conditions don't call for it, you won't sell it?
We'll just watch. You know, again, I haven't made a decision on that yet.
Johnson's latest comments are a step back from what he told Wisconsin Public Radio on July 10th. When he said he would have to sell off his VP holdings to fund his campaign.
You know, it'll be sold. I'll be using those funds to help get my message out, quite honestly. So I really believe it's a non-issue.
Democratic U.S. Senator Russ Feingold has criticized Johnson for his VP holdings, saying they're proof he'd be a best friend to big oil companies if elected. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.